107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. It's also your home for the adorable adoptable pet of the week with Robin Mays and Voice for Companion Animals. Robin, you are the most punctual guest we've ever had.
I'm glad you think that.
No,
I will let my husband know.
Oh, there's my baby. Is that the girl that I fell in love with?
This is Tyke. This is the boy you fell in love with.
I met Tyke before.
This is, yes, you have. This is the boy you fell in love with.
Is it Siamese or just looking like Siamese?
Looking like a Siamese-y snowshoe-like, yes.
Nice. Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And look at those blue eyes.
Little face.
And the pencil tail.
Blue eyes. You got to get some good pictures of this. Also joining me in the studio is Laura Hurley with her award-winning Nikon camera. I think it's actually a Samsung.
We're back.
No, it's not. It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. And also, is your name Stephanie?
Teresa.
Who is Stephanie? Who's that? There's another person here.
Becky.
We're running out of microphones.
That's Becky.
Oh, my gosh, Becky. You can't just say that.
You said Teresa?
Yes.
Yeah, you are with Carpe Diem.
Yes.
Well, thanks for being here. Do you have a surprise as we adore this beautiful cat? Do you have something for Robin that she perhaps doesn't know about?
I do. I think that we need to talk about a collaboration kind of thing and maybe have you out at Carpe. I'd like to sponsor some pets. I don't know. Let's kind of talk some little plants.
Awesome.
How Carpe
That's
can
great.
Help.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good people working together.
That's right.
Yeah. Love
That's
it.
Right.
And tell me your name again.
Becky.
Becky, you're a foster mom.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for doing that.
She's a foster mom, and if you saw the post this weekend, we are in dire need of cat fosters. We've got 5 waiting, but they're too small. They really shouldn't be in a building because cats and kittens especially, get susceptible. It's hard to keep them healthy, so having them in a home would be better. We've got 5 waiting that are 5 weeks old. They just need a place to land. They are eating on their own. You don't need to bottle feed. But we also have close to maybe even upwards of 20 waiting that are are another whole project. So we really need fosters bad.
He likes Teresa.
I didn't realize you had been talking that whole time. I was playing with the cat.
Just the air filler.
So if I repeat the question or ask you to repeat something, I apologize.
Easily distracted by shiny cats.
Very easily distracted by Tyke.
Remember how we named Tyke? Do you remember that story?
I don't.
I said his tail looks like a pencil, and I said, remember the Ticonderoga pencils?
Ah!
Yeah.
Tyke.
Yes.
Because the volunteers were like, we're not naming a cat Ticonderoga.
It's too long.
Okay. And besides.
Oh, so that's where Tyke. I did not know that story.
So now it's Tyke. Doesn't everybody know how to spell Ticonderoga?
How did the holiday, you know, you talk about 4th of July weekend. It really started on the 1st. How did that whole 1st through the 5th go?
You know, at the building, it went really well. The music, that the MP3 player that came from the Shelter Pet Project worked great. We had music playing for the dogs. Cats, it was a little bit unnerving. Until you get to the 4th, it's not horrible, but the 4th sounds like, a friend of mine said it was like we're under siege. That's what it felt like that
Absolutely.
Night. We were all under siege. It was relentless.
I can't help but think about veterans.
Yes.
Yeah, they experience that firsthand, and here we're just blowing stuff up. And,
right.
And animals and veterans.
And it's relentless. It didn't stop.
I know.
And ours didn't, in our area, it was 1:30. I don't live too far from Laura. It was closer to like 1:30. So, yeah, it was relentless. But the cats were okay. We had, that's where we have their radio playing all the time. I think everyone is very relieved. You know, the other thing I noticed is the smell, the sulfur smell.
Yeah.
When it's done, I was like, that's not good either.
That if you could sense it, they must be so much more sensitive.
Oh, yeah,
cats
they're
and
way
dogs.
More sensitive when it comes to smell.
Tyke is absolutely beautiful. How do you describe the coloring? It's like a cream and tan and dark brown.
Cream and tan and coffee lover.
And a coffee drinker.
It is. It's a Caramel macchiato.
Oh, there we go with the macchiato again.
Yes.
Don't put the tail in the coffee. Oh, the stir. Okay. Are you a stick? Stir stick?
Oh, gosh. She is so pretty. One man.
Alexa, slap it high. Five up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
He seems more friendly and comfortable than last time.
That is where the foster homes come in handy. That is Becky's
acclimating them
specialty of handling.
Oh my gosh, Becky, what a great job you've done.
This cat is unbelievable.
That is where fostering is huge for us. The more they get handled in foster home, the better, the quicker they get adopted, the better they get along at home.
Look at those blue
When's
eyes.
His neuter scheduled?
It's just amazing.
Not yet, because he's not quite 4 pounds.
This hour of awesome, well, not this hour. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Designs, designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. They've got free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or check out their website to see what they can do. ProTeamDesign.com. Their website has a lot of pictures, and I like that. This cat is driving me crazy. So curious and so freaking cute.
Now, I bought some pet treats for my dogs, my crackheads. From you, Teresa. So tell
Did
us,
that work?
Yes.
Did it work?
So tell us about some of the things you have to help with the anxiety and everything with our pets.
We have soft treats, biscuit treats, tinctures for both your dogs and your cats, and even for horses. You can put the tinctures in their food or their water, but the treats are really nice too because it just calms them down a little bit. Gives them some peace, and it also helps with other things too. It can help with their joints, their immunity, but
yeah,
it really helps their anxiety.
Probiotics and stuff like that, right? With their
yes.
You said off the air that you had some positive response from people that have purchased it from Carpe Diem and given it to their pets. That's encouraging.
Yeah,
not that I thought it wouldn't work, but it's always nice to get the feedback.
I have one. Customer that comes in for his dog has seizures, and the treats make the seizures stop. It helps with lots of things.
Yeah.
I think if you can keep them calm, I mean, we still have thunderstorms that are going to be happening.
Thunderstorms and people just lighting off their last tidbits of fireworks going on trips and having
strange visitors in your house.
There's so many things that could make animals uncomfortable. Even fluorescent lighting, from what I understand, can make people uncomfortable.
Baby, that's just you.
That's just you.
That's
oh,
just
my
you.
Stars.
Oh,
my stars. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for what you do. And thanks for joining the huge broadcast this morning.
Thank you.
And thanks for bringing this little angel of a cat who's my best friend. To see pictures of Tyke, go to the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Beautiful blue-eyed kitty cat.
I don't know.
When are we doing studio cat?
We want to do studio cat.
When are we doing?
I got her purring.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take credit for that.
We're sitting in the car waiting, and he's just purring up a storm, laying there, purring up a storm.
Yeah, I can hear him now.
Purr.
Yeah. Soft kitty, warm kitty. I knew that was coming.
We're all singing.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Coming.
We're all singing.
Hello! Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.